A Marvelous Work, Elder John Longdon, John Longdon, Conference Report, April 1960, pages 113-115. Now behold, a marvelous work is about to come forth among the children of man. Therefore, O ye that embark in the service of God, see that ye serve him with all your heart, might, mind and strength, that ye may stand blameless before God at the last day. Therefore, if ye have desires to serve God, ye are called to the work. For behold, the field is white already to harvest, and lo, he that thrusteth in his sickle with his might, the same layeth up in store that he perisheth not, but bringeth salvation to his soul, and faith, hope, charity and love, with an eye single to the glory of God, qualify him for the work. Remember faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, brotherly kindness, godliness, charity, humility, diligence. Ask, and ye shall receive, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. This is one of my favorite scriptures. I have noted that many of the speakers during this conference have called attention to the revelations of the Lord to the prophet Joseph Smith. This one was received 14 months before the church was organized, for it was recorded in February of 1829. What a great declaration to make to the world. Joseph Smith knew there had been spiritual darkness, and it was revealed to him that a marvelous work was to come forth, not a marvelous thing. You will note that the word work is used. I am thankful for that word, that four-letter word work. This is a church of faith and works. Reference has been made to another revelation bearing on the subject of the restoration of the gospel, the first section of the Doctrine and Covenants, proclamation of warning and commandment to the church and to the inhabitants of the earth at large. The authority of the priesthood in this dispensation attested second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ foretold. Authenticity of the Book of Mormon affirmed. This revelation was given November of 1831 after the church had been organized and set up, as we learned today from President David O. McKay. Yes, a marvelous work has taken place, and the authority of the priesthood in this dispensation has been attested. It was humbling to hear Brother Lee speak of the little town in which I was born, which is now part of a stake of Zion. I recall being told of the missionaries calling in this town at the home of my parents, 64 years ago. Elder Mark Austin was one, willing to leave his home here and the comforts and conveniences to carry this glorious message, this marvelous work, to affirm the authenticity of the Book of Mormon to the people of that land. There was another missionary who had an influence in the lives of my parents, a Methodist minister, who was their neighbor. He told a group at one time that he was coming over to America to convert the Mormons, and he paid his own expenses to try to do that. He became acquainted with Elder James Paxman, with whom I had the opportunity to be associated on the High Council of the Highland Stake. Elder Paxman was the patriarch of that stake. Before coming to Salt Lake City, he had lived in Nephi, Utah. This Methodist minister some way got to Nephi, where he had several gospel conversations with James Paxman and one or two others. He was heard to make the statement, "It will be a cold day when I join the Mormon Church," and it was. It was a day in January in Nephi, Utah. They had to break the ice to baptize him. Why? Because he had received a witness. He had received the light of the glorious gospel, which banished darkness and untruth and half-truths. The authenticity of the Book of Mormon had been affirmed to him. Then he was unashamed, after he received that affirmation and witness, to be baptized and have hands laid upon his head to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He was unashamed to return to England, where he assisted Elder Mark Austin in the conversion, or in teaching the gospel to my parents that they might convert themselves. A marvelous work has come forth. In years gone by, we have been on the defensive because Satan has done everything in his power to thwart the work of the Lord. We are still on the defensive, for he is still endeavoring to weaken the faith and testimony of those whose lives have been touched by the gospel. If we continue working at building faith and testimony, he will not have power over this work. This is evidenced by the number of stakes that have been established in spite of his buffetings: 294 stakes, some 2,400 wards, over 300 branches. In the stakes of Zion, 51 missions and the many branches and districts contained therein. In all parts of the church, we have many men who are anxious and willing to bear witness to this marvelous work, that it is the work of the Lord, not a thing of man. It was deeply stirring to listen to the reports of 42 mission presidents in the temple a week ago Tuesday, men from all vocations, willing to serve the Lord, to be shepherds, if you please, of your sons and daughters, all of whom are united in the desire to serve God, to thrust in their sickle that the inhabitants of the earth might be warned, the authority of the priesthood attested, and the authenticity of the Book of Mormon affirmed. The faithfulness of these fine men and women who are bringing to pass the fulfillment of latter-day revelation is most heartwarming. I do not underestimate what has been accomplished in the past. In fact, I salute the leaders through the years since Joseph Smith made his declaration. A marvelous work is about to come forth, but I recognize too that today there is just as much faith and devotion in the children of God who are willing to serve and to spread these glorious truths and to build up this kingdom. Just 6 months ago last Sunday night, the Sunday night of General Conference in October, it was a privilege to be invited to Tooele to attend a missionary farewell. It was a rich experience. I learned that a faithful son from out there had been called into the service by Uncle Sam after filling his mission for the church. He became acquainted with a young man from Kansas who was a staunch Baptist. This young man had an inquiring mind. He was also observant, and he was willing to listen and learn. Several Latter-day Saint servicemen taught him the gospel. He received a conviction of its truth and was baptized. He and this young man from Tooele decided they would send some of their earnings from their army pay each month back home to a missionary fund, to help support some missionary. After they were released, they learned that this money had been untouched, and the idea came to them that this converted Baptist might go into the mission field to share with others the joy that had come into his life. So he accepted a call to serve as a missionary. I shall always remember the testimony that he bore that night at his farewell, as he looked down into the congregation and saw there many young people with whom he had been affiliated while in the service of his country, some of them now married, one or two with babes in arms. He said, "I am thankful tonight that I had the opportunity of meeting with you and learning of these glorious truths, but more important, I want to testify to you that had you kicked over the traces just once, I would not be here tonight." They had preached the gospel by their actions as well as by their words. Do we fully appreciate the influence that we have in the lives of others? It surely was called to my attention as I listened to his witness and testimony. We must continually work at being Latter-day Saints. I bear you my witness that a marvelous work truly has come forth. There is nothing like it in the world. It is the pattern for living. The Lord has given us a safeguard, the authority of the priesthood. We may know of the authenticity of the Book of Mormon if we will but study its contents. We have the power of the Holy Ghost which will guide into further light and truth and knowledge. I humbly pray that we will constantly recognize the importance of this marvelous work and wonder and will ever be found furthering it, teaching it, living it, that others may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven, and his Son, Jesus Christ. I bear witness that they live, that Joseph Smith was and is a prophet of God, as those who have succeeded him down to President David O. McKay today. May God bless us with the desire and spirit to do, to accomplish, with an eye single to his glory. I humbly pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.